Welcome back to the Prep Rally Podcast. This is a very special snowed-in edition up here in Northwest Arkansas. I'm Graham Thomas. Leland Barclay is in the River Valley, all iced in and snowed in for today's episode. Sydney was unable to join us. She's too busy cleaning off her car to try to get into work. So she'll be another couple hours trying to get the snow and ice off that thing for sure. It's been quite the deluge of weather up here the last few months. Leland, how you doing down there, man?
Well, I have not ventured very far away from the fireplace the last few days, so trying to stay warm and waiting to get schedule updates.
Yep, and we're all kind of in the same boat. So as we are shooting the podcast, it's Tuesday morning, and there's not going to be any high school basketball tonight or high school sports of any kind. We are hopeful that we will have some high school sports on Wednesday. Just taking a peek outside, though, it just doesn't, you know, it's just not getting warm enough, I think, to make that happen. But we'll see. You know, some crazier things have happened, and so we'll just see how it goes. Be sure and check our updates on NWAOnline.com and our replica editions for the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette and River Valley Democrat Gazette to see if we get out and cover anything. So let's take a look back. Leland, last week, so before all the weather hit, we had some exciting ball games to recap, and we'll just go over those real quick here. I think we have to start off with the epic 4-overtime game between the Rogers Mounties and the Bentonville Tigers on Tuesday of last week. And man, like this game just kept going and kept going and kept going. I don't recall any 4-overtime thrillers here lately. How about you?
No, that was obviously one for the record books, high scoring. You know, it was almost, I guess at one point, looked like both teams might get to 100. Looked like kind of an NBA score. So a couple of high scoring efforts, you know, up there and wow, you know, but it's kind of indicative of really how the boys' season in the 6A West has gone already and how we kind of expect it to go during the last half. I mean, there is just not much separation between any of the teams in the 6A West. I mean, I watched Heritage and Northside on Friday night, or Thursday night, two teams that, you know, are battling for a state tournament berth, even though it's early. And both of those teams are very good. You know, and I think Heritage has won one conference game, and they're a good basketball team. So this is really I think one of the more competitive, balanced leagues that we've seen on the boys' side in a very long time.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like, there's a lot of parity, I think, and that's good. I mean, it kind of makes it that much more fun as a reporter to go out. You don't know what may happen. So the Bentonville Tigers defeat Rogers in 4 overtimes, and we'll talk more about some of the good performances out of that game a little bit later in the show. So I think we need to discuss also the Bentonville West girls picking up two big road wins last week. They won at Fayetteville on Tuesday night of last week, and that was a big win. Bentonville West girls, the program not with a lot of historical success, wasn't their first win over Fayetteville ever, but it was their first win over Bentonville they've ever had a couple nights later when they won Friday night. So, you know, they've already won 17 games. That's the most they've ever won. And Leland, you know, just like we talked about with the boys, the girls' side too is very, very competitive. And you have a Bentonville West team that is very sneaky good, along with, you know, the typical teams that are in competition for the league there, you know, with Northside, Harbor, Bentonville, Fayetteville, Springdale. I mean, now you throw Weston in the mix. I mean, that's a crowded field.
Well, we look back just at, you know, the last 2 years. Springdale girls, the Lady Bulldogs, won their first conference championship ever last year. And then Bentonville West comes in this year and defeats Bentonville for the first time ever. And then, of course, the boys completed a sweep. So, obviously, that's the first sweep for Bentonville West ever over Bentonville. So, wow, what an epic night for Bentonville West, and certainly bodes well for them. And you know, it looks like they're going to have a 20-win season at Bentonville West for the girls. So, wow, what a performance!
Barring complete collapse, I think you're right. They're gonna get that 20 wins. What a great year for them and Coach Ryan Johnson. You mentioned epic. Well, I think we have to roll it back to last Tuesday, an epic night in the River Valley. It was rivalry night, Northside hosting Southside in the Battle of Rogers Avenue. Van Buren playing at Alma in the Battle of the Bone. Can we figure out a way to not get these played on the same night? Because we need to be able to, like, spread the love here. I mean, these are such great rivalries, you know. It seems wrong to play them on the same night, because I bet a lot of the people going to having to choose which one to go to would like to go to the other one.
Oh, absolutely. Given the, clock's close proximity of, all four of those schools, and to be able to play them on separate nights would be nice. And it would even be nicer, I think, to be able to play those games on a Friday night. Maybe a few more people would come out than on a Tuesday. I don't know if that would make much of a difference. It might make a little bit. But because of the 5A West schedule and where they play the closer teams on Tuesday night, and then the travel time or the travel dates, because it's so spread out from Siloam Springs to Harrison and Mountain Home to Russellville. So they play those long trips on Friday night. So logistically, it certainly makes sense. But yeah, it'd be nice to have those on separate nights to maybe enjoy them a little bit more. But, Northside had to come back and rally to win to beat Southside, the Mavericks, 66-60. And then, wow, another great performance by Shep Newcomb and all the Airedales in that game. You know, Lawson Adams had a good game inside for them. And what a big win for them. Three straight over Van Buren now. So, big performance and big rivalry night.
I enjoyed reading some of the comments from Shep Newcomb and Cody Vaught about their first experience in the Battle of the Bone rivalry. And, I think it's one of those deals where you just don't know it until you experience it. And, for those two guys, the two newest Airedales, the two perhaps of the most important newest Airedales, what a big night for them.
Well, and then also Chuck Davis got to experience his first time as a Southside head coach in the Battle of Rogers Avenue. So, big big night for him as well. First time.
Hey, did you see the photos that Ron Green took of Chuck? Chuck was dressed to the nines.
He always had
the full suit going.
I think he is trying to challenge Ricky Smith as the best dressed coach in the River Valley.
They've gotten away from that. A lot of times, the coaches are just wearing some dark slacks and a pullover or a polo shirt. Used to be, they all used to dress to the nines. And, remember Sherry White would have the big heels on, and, and Stan Fleener would have the coat and tie on and the glasses hanging off his nose. I mean,
good
times back in the River Valley.
Well, and Coach Fleener would have, he would have some kind of a tie that had Airedale green in it for sure.
Cody Vaught told me when I covered them before they played Shiloh Christian, he had, I think it was a green shirt and a yellow tie, a goldish tie. And I think he said as soon as he got the job, he had to go to the department store and buy out all the different ties they had for him to match that unique Alma green and gold. So,
well, Coach Fleener was there, Tuesday night supporting the Airedales and supporting Coach Vaught in his first season at the helm of the Airedales. So he could have probably have borrowed some from Coach Fleener.
All right. Well, certainly it was a very exciting week, both up in Northwest Arkansas and in the River Valley.
Well, and then, all those Friday games, we had to move to Thursday night. Turnaround. And I I got to drive up to Heritage on Thursday night and saw, a fantastic game there. In fact, I was able to catch Northside coach Cody Wilmoth after the game, as well as senior forward Garland Taylor. And, we've got interviews with them after the game.
But come back and get a road win.
Yes,
big
sir.
Stretch for you.
No, that it's a huge. That's our first road conference win. When you got the young bunch that we have, you know, you got to continue to build on game by game. You know, and our guys understand what this meant tonight, where it could position us going into the back stretch of conference in the second round. So we're going to enjoy this one tonight, get ready for the weather, and then prepare for Harvard when we get back.
I thought a big key was, you know, you had that stretch to end the first half where you got the lead, and then you never gave up the lead, which is big on the road.
Yes, it is. And, I mean, we tell our guys, you got to come in with a mindset you're 10 points down on the road. And you got to weather storms, and we did tonight. You know, this was a different type of game, a different type of team defensively and the things they want to do, but I felt like our guys settled in. And I'll tell you, the key tonight was the defense on Sky Davenport. I mean, I don't think the kids scored 20 points. And, you know, our kids understood that that's been the talk of the state, of everything he's done. And in a quick turnaround, we took that personal. And our guys accepted the challenge, and we rallied as individuals to guard him and as a team to guard him.
Week, especially tonight.
I feel like it was about rebounding, just the little stuff like how well we can control in the game. By free throws, rebounds, but we just control.
Being a senior, you know, a couple of transfers from Southside, a couple of younger guys on the team. What's kind of been your, do you feel like your role on this team?
Just like an old leader, you know, that pushes kids to be their best. Just everyday, like, experience.
How much fun was it in that fourth quarter? You had some big rebounds, hit a couple of big shots. How much fun was that for you tonight?
It was real fun. I like to compete. I meet people at the rim. I like to compete a lot.
And put Northside over the hump. They're now 4-3 in conference play. So big lift for them for that road win and picking that up after the win over the rival Mavericks.
That's big, too, because they got off to a terrible start last year. If you'll remember, I mean, they were, where did they start, 0-6, something like that?
It might have been 0-5, but regardless, they had to battle back, and, I mean, all season long, but they, you know, they got a lot better, and they gradually, you know, improved and was able to secure a state tournament berth, you know, with a second-half rally in the second half of the round-robin schedule.
Nice. All right, well, we're going to take a break. If you want to read anything that we mentioned or anything that we didn't mention, go to nwaonline.com or rivervalleydemocratgazette.com. And we'd also like to thank our sponsor, West Termite. Take control of your pests with West. Whether it's termites, mosquitoes, bed bugs, weeds, or lawn disease, West has the experience serving Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma since 2003. Book your free consultation online today at westtermite.com. After all, Leland, West knows.
West knows pest best.
Bingo.
And we're back on the Prep Rally Podcast, Snow Edition. Well, we're gonna attempt to break down some of the big games this week. We just don't exactly know when they'll be played. As of this recording, on a Tuesday morning, we are believing that the 6A West teams are going to try and play on Wednesday night. So the biggest game for both the River Valley and for Northwest Arkansas will be taking place in Grizzly Arena when the Springdale Harbor girls travel down to Northside for a battle of first place teams. So I think, and the big thing here is this, Leland, what you have with Harbor is you have probably one of the more experienced teams in the league with the Campbell twins, Madison and McKinley. You add in Sanaya Coachman to an already good Harbor team, going up against a Northside team that, you know, Ricky Smith keeps talking about how young they are and how they don't have any experience, and yet here they are in first place in the league. And they do have Cameron Schmidt, by the way, and she's got plenty of experience in, you know, a state title ring, and Isabella Kendrick, and they've got some really talented girls around them. So, you know, this is a huge, huge ball game. Certainly by, you know, by no means wraps up a conference title for anyone, but someone's going to be in the driver's seat after this game gets played.
Oh, absolutely. And as far as the game being played on Wednesday nights, you know, we prefer to stay positive and think that it's going to be played and the roads will be clear and it'll be 70 degrees tomorrow. And we'll be watching basketball tomorrow night. And that might be a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, we'll stay positive. But you're exactly right. I think every time that I've talked to Ricky Smith, even from Media Day, when we had it, you know, what was that, 3 months ago now? He has mentioned the fact of this is one of the younger teams that he's had in a long time, but it's also a very good team and a very talented team. But even like he mentioned Thursday night up at Heritage that he looked out on the floor once and he had a senior, three sophomores, and a freshman. But, you know, it's funny about those sophomores. He brought them up last year and let them go through the experience of the state tournament because he knew that he was going to be relying a lot on them and that they were a talented group. And then of course you add in, you know, Paisley Hogan, the transfer from Greenwood, you know, so they're very good, but yes, the big thing is, and he loves to mention this, maybe not loves to, but does mention this, the fact that, like you said earlier, Harbor is the most experienced team and they beat Northside twice last year when Northside had a very senior laden team. So, you know, obviously Harbor is the favorite going into this game, and it would be a huge win for them to be able to pick up this win on the road in the first of the two meetings. Because this is one of the biggest games of the year in the state as far as girls basketball. These are two of the top teams in the state. They've been, you know, ranked near the top all season. They will continue to be ranked near the top all season. And this actually may be the first of three meetings between the two. Who knows?
Well, and Ricky also likes to throw that caveat. Yeah, they lost to Harbor twice, and Harbor didn't even have Sanaya Coachman last year.
Right.
You add her into the mix. I mean, she's a Division I talent that's got an offer from Arkansas. I mean, that's kind of rare on the high school front to have players of that caliber. So, you know, I would have to agree with you that Harbor might be the, quote, favorite, but I don't make a living betting against Northside on its home floor. So, just a couple other games to mention that are maybe happening Wednesday night. Rogers Heritage is taking crossing I-49 to go over to Bentonville West and Centerton. Again, we talked about how good the seasons the Bentonville West teams are having. Rogers Heritage has some the boys. They like Leland said, they're better than their record indicates. They can come up and get somebody. I think they got a good coach in Tom Olson, and they're going to be in the conversation before it's all said and done. Springdale Bulldogs are traveling to Bentonville. That should be a real dandy of a girls' game, and probably a real dandy of a boys' game too, I think. Fayetteville is coming down to Fort Smith Southside. And Greenwood is traveling up to Siloam Springs. You know, Greenwood Bulldogs just kind of quietly going about their business, the Greenwood girls anyway. They've got one of the better players in the state, in Kyla Piercy, who's capable for a big night any night. And when she does that, Leland, they're going to have a chance.
Oh, absolutely, because they've got some good pieces around them. You know, Ashlyn Rose has really grown and matured and had a fantastic season for them, especially on the defensive end. And then Ava Craner, you know, a sophomore that's come up and had a very good start to her career. And Journey Clements, you know, another one of the Clements sisters, kind of like the others, does a lot of things well. So they've got a very good team, and that's you know, that's a big game for them. And like you said, Kyla Piercy obviously is one of the top players in the state, putting up some gigantic numbers, coming off a 43-point performance, which is not her first 40-point outing of the season. So, yeah, they're looking for big things and looking to close out this first half of the round robin in the 5A West.
And hopefully all the snow will be melted by Friday. And we expect to have just a long list of games that we're going to be keeping an eye on. Bentonville will be playing at Fayetteville. Fort Smith Southside will be at Bentonville West. Then we got rivalry games. Springdale's at Harbor. Rogers is at Rogers Heritage. Northside is off. Farmington is coming down to Van Buren. Mountain Home is making the trip down to Greenwood. What a girls' game that's going to be. Absolutely. Siloam Springs and Alma are going to play. Russellville and Harrison. And then, you know, in the smaller school ranks, just a lot of good games there as well. So hopefully by Friday, we will be back on track and everything will be thawed and melted and spring just around the corner.
Well, and you talk about the small classifications, Class A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. You know, there's only 3 weeks left in the conference schedule. And then, of course, they go into district play and then regional play. The district tournament and regional tournaments are something that the big schools don't do, 5A and 6A. So this weather and these delays and postponements really put a crunch on the small schools to pack all those games into what's basically going to be maybe 2.5 weeks, probably just a little over 2.5, just a little over 2 weeks. So there's going to be a lot of games in the smaller classifications being played on Wednesdays and Saturdays for the next 2 weeks.
I'll tell you what, the upside to all of that is it gets to be really fun when we get that time crunch going and there's basketball going like every night of the week. And I can remember as a young reporter having to go through this, and you know, there was a different game to go to maybe 4 out of 5 nights of the week. And it was just a great time. I mean, it goes by quick, and you know, you're spending a lot of time in the gym, and you know, you're writing your head off. But you look back on it, it was like, man, that was fun. When the it's the fun part is when you're having to wait for the ice to melt and shoveling snow and cleaning off your car, and you know, you can't go to your favorite restaurant because it's closed and all that stuff. That's the not fun part.
Well, and, so, you know, like you mentioned, the waiting around, you know, we have the text thread among the sports writers. And, of course, that thing just – it's been going nonstop the last 2 days, you know, about the postponements and when the games are going to be rescheduled. And, oh, school's out tomorrow. That means no practice for this team. So it's it's going to be a fun 2 weeks, because then we go into the district tournament, which is also – you know, a crunch time for those smaller schools.
And, you know, it's crunch time for the other fall sport, the other winter sports. You know, we still have bowling going on and wrestling. They're really in a time crunch. They're supposed to wrap things up by mid-February. Swim and dive, they've got to get things wrapped up, and you just can't. I mean, but, you know, the weather is a great equalizer. You can't do anything about it. You can't control it. All you got to do is deal with it. And so that's what we're trying to do best here at Prep Rally, is just deal with it. Before we get into the top five and the gimme five segments, we want to remind everyone that NWAOnline.com and RiverValleyDemocratGazette.com are the premier spots to get all the latest news on high school sports. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the top stories every single week. Additionally, you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at Prep Rally Sports, where we share exclusive interviews with players, and we have a little fun over there as well. And when we come back, we will get into the River Valley Gimme Five.
This is Kyro Black from Northside High School, and you're with the River Valley Gimme Five.
These are the top five performances in the River Valley over the past week, where we celebrate champions. Number five, Van Buren won their fourth Class 5A dual state wrestling championship in the last 5 years on Thursday, defeating Hot Springs Lakeside 39-37. Jace Ponder, Beck Botson, Sean Sanders, Peyton Boston, and Danzel Arce all picked up 6 points in their final matches. Jalen Brown picked up 5, and Leighton Stewart picked up 4 to help the Pointers to the state championship. Number four, Kaylee Ward of Mansfield scored 53 points in a win over Cedarville last week for Mansfield's 10th straight victory to improve the Lady Tigers to 9-0 in the 3A4. She now has 1,771 career points. Number three, we have our third buzzer-beating game-winning shot in the last five, in the last 3 weeks, and we have video proof of it as Nico Schmitz drove the lane and put in the game-winning shot to lift Subiaco Academy to a 44-42 win last week. And the 3A4 is going to be real exciting because the week, a couple of days after that, Lamar came back and knocked off Subiaco, which was the number one ranked team in the state in Class 3A. So as we talked about earlier, the last 2 weeks is going to be really exciting in the 3A4 conference with Paris, Lamar, and Subiaco all battling it out. Number two, Cooper Dewar of Ozark scored 40 points against Mina in a 96-46 win last week. And he went over 1,000 points just a couple of weeks ago to keep that high-scoring junior going for the season. Number one, our River Valley Democrat Gazette Players of the Week. For the girls, A.J. McDonald of Van Buren in wins, road wins at Harrison on Thursday night and at Alma last Tuesday night in a rivalry. Against Alma, she had 16 points and 15 rebounds. Two nights later at Harrison, 16 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 block shots. And then for the boys, Shep Newcomb continued his high-scoring pace in the 5A West, also picking up 2 wins last week. Against Van Buren, Newcomb scored 35 points to lead the Airedales to the 3rd straight rivalry win over the Pointers. And then at Mountain Home on Thursday night, 31 points to put him over the 2,500-point mark in his career, which, of course, includes the last 3 years at Ozark Catholic. So what a week in the River Valley for all of those great performances.
My name is Carter Cox, and this is NWA Top 5. Go War Eagles.
Now coming in number five, we've got the Shiloh Christian Saints wrestling team. They also won the dual state championship in Class 4A. They defeated Gravette 53-30 in the finals and beat Central Arkansas Christian 51-27 in the semifinals. All wins are big in these team kind of championships, but wins by Noah Petty at 120 pounds, Gage Colbert at 126, Jared Ho at 132 were all big, according to Shiloh Christian coach Brad Widger, who spoke with Paul Boyd about the big win for the Saints. Number four, the Greenland girls just keep rolling along. They're 21-3, 8-0 in their conference. Tage Norwood and Evie Cooper combined for 58 points in a recent win over Providence Academy. A lot of people have them ranked number one in Class 3A. If they're not number one, they're right up there, and they're going to have a chance to go a long way in the state this year. Number three, Sky Davenport scored 43 points and hit 8 three-pointers in a tough loss for Rogers Heritage at Springdale Harbor the other night. I'm telling you, though, that was an impressive performance. You know, it's just one of those deals where he got hot and they couldn't stop him with multiple hands in his face. Speaking of not being able to stop, Farmington girls, 2 dominant wins last week, one over Mountain Home and another one over Russellville. I don't know that anybody is going to be able to stop them in Class 5A with the way they're going. Easton McCullough, and then she's got a whole cast of characters around her that are getting better and better and starting to fill their roles. They're going to be very, very difficult to stop. And then number one, our Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Players of the Week, Chris Hill of Rogers. You know, we mentioned the 97-93 loss for the Mounties in 4 overtimes. Well, Chris Hill scored 45 points in this game. He also had 11 rebounds and 6 steals. Now, this is where it's great to have Leland Barclay on our staff here. Within hours after these historic performances in the 6A West, he had updated the single game scoring record and sent it to all of us. So this was the Chris Hill's 45 points was the third most points scored in a 6A West Conference game. The effort tied him with Malik Monk from Bentonville, who also had 45 in a 78-74 win against Springdale several years ago. The most points scored in a game in the 6A West is 47. That came by Ronnie Brewer of Fayetteville in 2003. And I would like to throw in there a side note for this quadruple overtime game. Damarian Lee had 32 in that one for Bentonville. Again, just a great game and two really good performances by Chris Hill and Damarian Lee. And then our Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette Girls Player of the Week is Addison Greeley, a sophomore of Bentonville West. She hit a big contested three-pointer to help West get its first ever win against rival Bentonville, 59-53, last Friday night. And that game was actually played on Friday, while all the others have been moved to Thursday. She also had 18 points in the win against Fayetteville on Tuesday of last week, another huge road win for the Lady Wolverines. And really happy for them with the great season they're having. And certainly a lot of more great things coming down the road for that bunch. And folks, we hope you enjoyed this week's podcast episode. Subscribe and tune in next week. And we'll see if we're able to get some basketball played here later this week. This is Prep Rally.